There's word today that those Wisconsin Democrats who fled the state might come back soon and allow a vote on Republican Governor Scott Walker's plan to gut collective bargaining rights and slash state spending because they hope it will backfire on him. But Wisconsin could soon see even more political disruption than seen over the past few weeks because of recall efforts now underway against 16 state lawmakers, Republican and Democrat, who've served at least a year and are thereby eligible for a recall. If all 16 are sent packing, this could move Wisconsin into uncharted territory and play out on a national stage. Craig Gilbert is Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And Craig, you know, tell us more about these recall efforts, both sides of the aisle. So who's calling for the recalls?
Well, there are 8 Republicans and 8 Democrats in the state Senate that under law could be recalled this year, and all 8 have recall committees organized against them. Some of them have no chance of being recalled because these are, you know, these are partisan recalls in the sense that the opposition is coming not from within an incumbent's party, but from the other side. And so some of these incumbents are in very one-sided districts that favor their own party. But a lot of people think here that we're going to get multiple recall elections, and there could be more than one state senator recall.
Right, but I guess the question is, how did it start? Did Democrats angry at Governor Walker, who hasn't been in office for a year, so he can't be recalled? Did Democrats, citizens say, let's recall the senators who've been going along with him, or did somebody start recall action against the Democrats who crossed the border?
Well, both things are happening
simultaneously. Wow.
So the real animus on the Republican side is over the fact that Democrats fled the state, Democrats in the legislature, and obviously the animus on the Democratic side is over Governor Walker's proposal.
Right. And this would, if these recall efforts go through, one imagines that just like the protests against Governor Walker's and the people in favor of Governor Walker's plan have attracted national attention, one imagines that these recall efforts are going to attract money and support from outside the state.
I think so. I think ultimately their success or failure will depend on actual grassroots anger and frustration at the local level, because you need so many signatures in Wisconsin to get a recall on the ballot. I mean, you need a quarter of the number of people that voted in the last gubernatorial election in each district. So between 10 and 20,000 signatures in each case. So it's a high bar, but it's, you know, I think everybody is so invested in what's going on in Wisconsin, outside Wisconsin, on both the right and the left, certainly in the labor movement and both political parties, that they're going to do what they can in terms of resources, where there may be paid canvassing. They may not need all of it because there's a lot of real intense public opinion on the ground about this on both sides, especially, I think, the Democratic side.
Well, speaking of public opinion, now we mentioned the Democrats that fled across the border. They told the Wall Street Journal they will come back sometime soon to vote on Governor Walker's plan, and in part the plan got some collective bargaining because the workers have already said they'd give in on pension and health care cuts. But are Democrats, you know, reacting to that public opinion poll showing that people are actually not that happy with Governor Walker?
Well, and it's not just one poll. I mean, we've had this kind of grab bag of surveys with Republican, with kind of conservative sponsors and union sponsors and independent polls in Wisconsin, and they all are kind of saying the same thing right now, which is that Governor Walker is really, really struggling to win the battle of public opinion, and his negatives have spiked, and the people that really, really, really dislike him has spiked, and very polarized, obviously. But it's not a pretty picture for him, and so if there's any pressure on him, it's coming from, I think, public opinion and those polls. On the other hand, he's also invested in taking a hard line on this from his own political base, and so I think it's a difficult move for him to make any kind of major concession.
Yeah, in fact, unions are saying this, you know, his move has given them new life. But just, I want you, we only have a few seconds here, but just weigh in on there's a little mini debate going on whether or not Governor Walker campaigned on this idea of, you know, gutting collective bargaining. Some of his supporters say he did. Did he? Were you and the other press taken by surprise here in just a couple seconds?
Yeah, he did not. I mean, that's just fact. He campaigned on cutting, you know, getting public employee unions to give back and cutting costs, but there was nothing really in the campaign about taking away collective bargaining. It wasn't a campaign issue, I think that's fair to say.
Craig Gilbert, Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who, like other writers, is suddenly in the middle of this story. Craig, thanks.
You're welcome.